You know, then what can Gnani, who is essentially giving you Gnan, do for you? Gnan means knowledge, and if you are bumping into things and clashing into stuff in your life and clashing into people and creating all kinds of issues, then there is lack of light, because where there is light, there is no clash, there is no fight, there is simple, smooth harmony. So there is something lacking. If this room was very dark, you would bump into everybody, would it not? But if somebody turns on the light. Now, does this darkness that we have within us, which is ignorance, does it have to be taken piece away out of us piece by piece by piece? That is the karmic path. You rise above ignorance through purification of your ego. I will never lie. And when you lie, you punish yourself and you rise a little bit higher. A very tough road, my friend. But this one here, the Gnani, the Akram Vignan process is just flip a switch. When you flip a switch, light envelops this room, and this same kind of light will envelop your inner self. And when that light falls on Chandra only and nobody else, you will start recognizing where Chandra is at fault. What was it about Chandra that really has messed up his himself and also as a consequence others around him? Because it is a reactive world, you see. You cannot be living on an island. Everything is reactions. Everything is full of vibrations. Positive, negative vibration energy is going on, see. Are you all with me? So this is the fast track path. It requires one evening. It doesn't ask anything of you, no prior conditioning. It doesn't matter what spiritual path you have walked so far. It does not make you change your current gurus. Whoever you love and are with, you can continue with him. Because that guru is of Veronica's, not yours. The awakened one has no guru except the one who has awakened him, and that is the Gnani. And the Gnani is nobody's guru, you see. So there is no guru-sishya relationship here, disciple relationship. Somehow, through grace, you get awakened. It does happen. It is a very real process. When it happens in that Gnanvidhi, please don't ask us, but it does happen. In 1 hour it happens. And the second hour of this Akram Vignan awakening.
Okay, not, we should just clarify that Gnanvidhi is being given by the Gnani.
Yes.
Who's currently in
yes, the Gnan, yes. The Gnanvidhi cannot be given by any ordinary human beings. It is given by the one who is beyond, truly beyond thought, speech and actions, who resides and is the self, who is self-absorbed, and whose express purpose of being here is to liberate you. He is free from these typical kashais. Kashais means that which hurts the self. Kashais of anger, greed, deceit and pride, the big junks of which manifest because of a big mountain of pride within us, a big mountain of greed within us, or a big mountain of sexuality within us. These are the three big mountains, hurdles that we human beings have to overtake. The Gnani has gone beyond it, and therefore he can see it as it is. We sang this in the three mantra just a while ago. He is, for all practical purposes, our living Arihant. He is not quite the Arihant, but he is the next best thing available for us. And through his grace and coming to him live, meeting him live like you and I are talking, you can meet him when you come to Simandar City. We will be telling more about. In fact, I will take a break here while they tell you more about it. It happens, but it is not over. It's the beginning, and then you are given because the nature of this time cycle and this external world is such that the Gnan that you have received in these 48 minutes, which is so powerful, that if were it not for some degree of this junk kashais within you, you would have become instantly liberated, but it is not possible. Therefore, you are given very five safe sentences which will protect you so that you will never fall. These five sentences are applications in Agnas, they are called, And if you apply these agnas in every situation which arises in front of Chandra after awakening, nothing will drag you away and your enlightenment will be maintained. In fact, it will grow, the energies of the self will grow, and by remaining in the five agnas, you attain your second stage of liberation, which is nirvana, never to ever to return into a body again. So this in brief is the akram gnan vidhi. Akram vignan is that which promotes it. There is much more to it. It is brand new. It is only 50 years old. Only 50 years old in the history of mankind. It has come in front of us. And it is expressly because of the of our merit karma of the highest order. And the entire Tirupati, so many people are now listening to this. It is not as if our friends have not advertised it for a long time. But it is only when evidences arise that when the merit karma of the highest order arises that you come to hear about the Akram Gnan Vidhi. And subsequently, the work is not done yet. It only it happens when it happens in the Gnan Vidhi, when you come there for it. It is happening all over the world. You can take your pick. He travels in Europe, Asia, Australia, everywhere. So it's available. And now my friends will tell you more about it, please.
We just hand it over now. What do you want us to say? Just to speak about the Gnan?
You can, whatever experiences, again, because these are all new folks. 8 different people here, new folks. Mm-hmm. You know, this young lady is new, everybody is new. She was with us. It was interesting, you know, you were sitting in the next table all along last night. Mm. I said, she should be here listening to someone. And today she's here, see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he wouldn't be saying that about everybody.
So. Let me, Siddhartha, maybe just a few words about how you experience this process. Mm-hmm. Your personal experience, it lasts only 48 minutes or 50 minutes, mm-hmm. and how did you experience it? Mm-hmm.
Well, when I came into it, initially I was very skeptical. I thought, I can't believe, accept any of this, because I met Vinod Bhai initially, and he was giving the same sort of introduction before. I was like, I can't make sense of this. I can't make sense that, you know, in just this 48 minutes, something sort of shifts in you, and then after that, the separation happens, because I was on a different path. I was on very much on the karmic path of, I was doing a lot of Vipassana meditation and a lot of inquiry and trying to be equanimous, you know, Siddhartha being equanimous with Siddhartha, and really working hard with yoga asana and somatics and so on, really trying to figure it out on my own. And I was making some progress, but I could see that it wasn't really working for me. So I came to this, and he's like, no, this ceremony is 48 minutes, and this incense, and the Gyani will give it to you. And then it sounded very similar to the whole Advaita teaching as well. And I was like, yeah, I've heard that story before, man, you know, it doesn't work. And so I was really skeptical. I thought, I can't really accept this, but man, I'm here. We went on the bar and said, hey, check this out. We went on a 13-hour jeep ride to Kerala. He was in Cochin up in the hills. So I checked him out. I really grilled him to see where he was on. He sort of passed the test. I asked him how he got children and a wife, and he said, yeah. And I said, so what would happen if they just turned their back on you and they never wanted to see you again for the rest of your life? How would you feel? And he said, you know, may cry, but I would not be affected. I thought, okay, that sounds pretty cool. So came into the ceremony still. I gave myself to it. I went through it earnestly. And it wasn't like something happened in the ceremony itself that I could sort of like put my finger on.
And did you understand the ceremony?
No, it was all in Gujarati.
It's in Gujarati.
What I did in Cochin, I didn't understand a word. I just stood up, I repeated the words as loud as I could, and I just was there with the energies behind it. I surrendered myself before, and okay, if this is going to work, then just give it to me, you know. And afterwards, you know, something was a beautiful thing, something, but I was still a little bit unsure. And then the agnas, these five sentences of how to apply it, but not by the level of doing stuff, but just insight. Just when things are right, how to see it in the correct viewpoint in certain ways, which you'll find out. And then after that, something kicked in, and the next morning I woke up and this voice was just ringing through, I am pure soul, I am pure soul, just from nowhere. And it felt like it was with me the whole night. So from that point, I would say, in that evening and in the morning, something had shifted, and the reference point had shifted. I'm not saying like it's 100, experientially 100% there, but the conviction is there 100%. That never leaves me. The experience comes up and goes down, and it comes up like so on. But if I can stick with these five sentences, not on the level of doership, then I can never fall. And sometimes and then oh, the awareness comes. Now, how did that affect the life in the relative world? It didn't affect the events in my movie, because the movie's there, didn't change anything. Siddhartha still got up and did his somatics. And I was, actually, one thing did happen. I was a little dispassionate about the world initially. It's like, and then that's what it changed. And I was like, you can't bypass this relative sort of thing. So the events continued on. I still continued traveling. I still continued teaching. But there was, the reference point had changed when things were happening to Siddhartha. It wasn't coming in with, I like it, I don't like it. It was more like an observation and an awareness that it was happening to Siddhartha, and who I was nothing to go doing on with this, and it was just running itself. And with that, a lot of layers started to peel off. It was almost like we use this sort of battery discharging, just coming out. And there was some intent also behind my activities, not to harm another in any way. And not on the level of Jewish. And when I saw I harmed another, which we'll talk about in a moment, we do these pratikraman techniques to clear up that mess. So one of the main things that happened for me is I could see immediately where I hurt another. And before I didn't care. That's your problem. And then after that, it's like, this is my responsibility here. I affected this person, and I could see it in the moment, and I found, had a way to clean it up energetically. And I can say that I've become, a little bit more humble, less arrogant, more open to people, and less observed in my world, in my way, and what I want, and a strong vow and intent to share this. Not for me, not because I want something from you, but just because it helped me and my friends so much to help others come in. It's not to join our club or join our movement or give us... It's like, this helped us so much. Please, it can help you too. So this sense of, a purpose to bring this awakening into the world. But I can get a little bit sort of over-enthusiastic about that, and it comes out the wrong way at times, and I catch myself doing that. So I would say a lightness of being, a humility, and a clarity on how the world is unfolding, who the doer is, how the movie got made, how to get out of the movie. Firm conviction is how to finish the whole thing. Like my vision was like this before, and then it went crystal clear, no doubt about it.
You had the experience of the 48 minutes, this procedure, and which you were somehow reluctant or whatever, some hindrances were there, at least in yourself. And then afterwards, you could quickly see that that there was a shift happening.
Yes,
this,
I would say.
Is this correctly what I say?
Yes, after the agonist, that's right. After the five agonists and that evening, and then it clicked in the next morning. Something happened in the night. They give you some little thing to sort of, before you sleep, and I had the sense it was with me all the night, so I woke up with this, I took my place as the knower seer of this whole Siddhartha complex thing.
And it stayed somehow, or did
the conviction stayed?
Okay.
The conviction stayed,
clear.
And the awareness was there, not all the time, the experience was there, a little bit, coming up more, and then Simandar City, going to the community in Gujarat, really solidified the whole experience, where it really came up. And it feels like, as Vinod Bhai was saying, this seed is planted. You're given the five agnas to nurture this seed. It starts to grow. You go to Simandar City and it takes roots. And you really become cool. And you go out anywhere in the world and it's just like, before that, it might have been a little bit delicate because the seedling that's... We're not saying this is Keval Gyan, full moksha. We're saying this is the beginning of the end, and this is how it can appear. It's very effortless. But he says it's not doing, and it's not doing, but there is some work. And it's a work is an awful lot about is awareness It's to see what's going on, to come back to this intent not to harm. But it's not a sadness, but there is sort of reflection in your past, to spend time in reflection to clear that up and to see your mistakes. If you feel so inclined to, but to do that really is protecting this little seed, this little plant, and then it takes roots and it starts to grow and become strong. So Vinod Bhai, we're traveling around, and with him, things, situations come up in the relative, and you know, I can see Siddhartha slipping, and Vinod Bhai just, nothing touches, because the roots are strong. I'm still protecting this thing, and I can see, but it doesn't last, which before, it'd be like, oh, a little up, and then, okay, and then it just goes. So it's a lightness around the whole thing, even though the same events would have happened, but somehow there's a lightness, there's enough reacting or hooking in. If I do so, it's just a shorter period of time, and then I can see my mistake and take the separation again, ask for forgiveness, etc.
This experience of 48 minutes was a clear one. I mean, clarity, I mean, this was the original situation, or this was actually the source for all that what happens.
Absolutely.
Is it correct?
Absolutely. Before that point, these talks, you know, with Vinod Bhai, I was like, hey, Bharat, this sounds like the same stuff, you know? It sounds like the same stuff. And I didn't believe it. I was like, I love Vinod's great connection there, lovely guy, but somehow it just sounded like a great story. But then you had all these people, all these Indians around, and they were just like these beautiful beings with so much heart and so much tenderness and so much sincerity. And not the usual sort of thing you see with maybe some of the Indians that we experience. That wasn't just there. It was like, something's happening here. And in Simadar City, it was like, something really happened.
Do we still have time? Because I have your commentary also, Bharat. Even if you said it already, I want to have it new. How did you experience it? This 48 minutes, what did it do with you?
It's hard to say because I've done it about 50 times already. That makes me remember. We went up to Samantha City, but you know, it immediately started to happen for me as soon as I stepped in the door, as soon as I put my foot into Samantha City, I felt it. You know, and we just happened to come just at the time when there was a birthday celebration for Nirma, who was one of the founders. And there was this community of 1,500 people, and there was just like such a oneness and such a live energy of what I call pristine spiritual energy. And that I was blown away from that, and you know, from the first second, you know, that I was there. In fact, that I felt like, oh, I want to spend the rest of my days here.
But the experience itself.
Yeah, I'm not getting that.
Okay,
so then we. But to me, that is part of the experience. It's part of the gyan. I felt, you know, immediately felt that. And then we went to another city to actually do it. We went to Barota, and there were like 10,000 people. Attending the event, I don't know, about 3,000 people took Gyan. So we took it there, you know. And it's like, as Siddhartha said, at first you can't put your finger on it, but you feel like, yeah, something happened, you know. And then you feel a shift. You do feel a shift. You feel a separation. You know, because I also experienced with Papaji, living with Papaji, I experienced a tremendous sense of separation between my true self and my relative self. So it wasn't an unfamiliar space for me, but something more, you know, hard to put it in words. There was a clearer sense of separation. You know, okay, this is my relative self. Of course, I always thought that my Atma included Bharat. And now it's a difference. Okay, there is the Atma, and now there's Bharat, the non-self complex. You know, so that was a big shift to have that understanding. Because I never could quite get a handle on my kashais, or my vasanas. You know, I'm still out there. I might experience the self for many months and be in that, but I was still angry with people, still wanting revenge, still, you know, causing a lot of harm to people, you know, and being miserable. You know?
In short.
Yeah, so this was giving very clear instructions how to take care of this part of yourself. You know, which Papaji was not concerned about, because for him the ego doesn't exist, the relative self doesn't exist, and you know, so what? Why work on the ego? Why work on something that doesn't exist? But which worked for me for a long time, but I just felt like the amount of suffering, because it seems like the Kali Yuga, the dark age, seems to be getting really heavier now, and it seems like I can't avoid it now. Before, in the 90s, I could just be the self, and now it seems like I really have to work on myself, you know, or else I'm not going to make it, you know. You following what I'm saying? So for me, I had this intent that I want to learn how to forgive, and then I heard about these teachings, and so they're giving the whole process and whole instructions how to do that, how to stop blaming people, how to discharge your karma, and how to not to charge new karma. So they're giving all these instructions, and with the dhyan, which does create this separation of space between your relative self and the absolute self, and you get help on a psychic level or on a spiritual level. The dhyani comes in and says, hey, do the separation, for example, you know. Because like I'll never forget the first time I was in Samantha City, and then I went to the tailor or the dhoti, and you know, and then he did something wrong, he burned my clothes or something like that. And so at first I'm getting like the normal scream at him, you know, and just the, like in the middle of it, this voice came in, but he's a pure soul. You know, and then I was like, oh right, I shouldn't get angry at him, you know. So it's just something gets planted in your brain or your being, and then it you're just going with it, you know. And one other time, you know, it was just you know, I was in this absolute misery, and I'm standing in front of Dada Bhagwan's picture with Niruma. And I started cursing at him, like, I'm so miserable. And then he says, then the voice came in the brain gate, oh, do the separation. You know, and then, okay, then it was just all just happening. You're getting this help, which is hard to talk about, but you're going on the wavelength of the dhyani. And you do, because you can't do this by yourself. You can't wake up by yourself. We need help, you know, and with the grace of the Yani, with the grace of the community that's there. You know, you have 1,500, 2,000 people that have all the intent not to harm you. And if they do, they're immediately taking it back. You know, and this is incredible. This is incredible to live with a community of people like this. You know, so I also, as Siddhartha, I think it's very critical to go up there and experience this, and because they're walking their talk, you know, they're doing it, and you get that total sense that they're doing something right. There's just whatever they're doing, even if you don't agree with all the philosophy and teachings, they're doing something right. It's absolutely clear, and also it's a very rich community, because it's all very elite Indians. Who've been like not working for many years in the West.
I don't want to hurt all the ants who are biting me right now.
Oh, yes,
come over here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ants around
me. You can sit over here.
Good luck.
So, I'll try to make this shorter. So they're not wanting something from you. They're not wanting their money. They're not wanting to be guru, because it's not, the dhyani is just giving you the teachings. He's not wanting to be your advisor. You know, when you have a headache, that's what it's about. He's just there to instruct you how to do the teachings. And they get on a very practical level. There'll be, you know, Indian women, you know, standing up. Oh, you know, I'm always so angry at my husband. I'm always so angry at my daughter. You know what to do, and you know. And he's just answering them very practical on that level, you know. And or somebody can come with the most high esoteric question, you know, on a more subtle level, on a higher level, and he's answering on that level as well. So it's a pretty incredible phenomenon, a pretty incredible.
Maybe you have something sweet in your bag?
No.
Okay,
no.
So
there's a question.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
You told me that very recently you went through a very confusing and dark time with your brother.
Yeah.
So after how many of these ceremonies did this happen?
After many. And
so there did seem to be some kind of relapse or
whatever you charge, whatever you've done in your past life, in your exact previous last life, and you charge, that has to discharge in this life. And that was the discharge karma that I had to experience with my brother and with my family. There was no way I could avoid that. That was it. So if it's something is happening, you can't, they're not claiming they'll stop the discharge karma. And they're also advising not to try to repress it. But what they want you to do is, and they help you to do is stop charging the new karma, so you don't come back the next life. But meanwhile, I came back to Samantha City, and I was in such a turmoil from that situation. And in front of 10,000 people, I confessed my suffering and how much I was suffering. And I tell you, in 2 or 3 days, my mind was completely healed again. And I'm very grateful for that. You know, and it gets deeper as you go, as you trust the Yani more, as you trust the teachings more. It gets deeper and deeper and deeper. You know, and there's a lot of work. It's not for everybody. You know, you're doing a lot of work. So.
We're
going to
have a break. Do you
want to
have a few words from Thea? Just a couple of words?
Thea, do you want to share a couple words just about...
Okay. So the thing that keeps coming up for me when I'm listening to this is that beyond an understanding or instruction, there's just a knowing, like with capital K, just a knowing that's instilled that just doesn't ever go away. And so when the discharge karma difficult things happen, you may identify with it a bit, the pain associated with the discharge, but this knowing creates a comfort and a freedom that is something I've never experienced before. So whatever's going on in front of me, the knower watcher, it's ever present.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of tools and a lot of keys to how to handle almost every situation you're in. You know, like, especially like somebody hurts you and you feel like you're right, and why did this person hurt me? But then afterwards you're the one who's suffering. I don't know if you ever been having a situation. Like, what do you do with that situation? Like somebody slaps you and you get away and for no... apparently no reason, and then you suffer from this person because you want revenge but you can't get it. You know, so how to handle these type of situations, and they're giving very incredible keys and tools to work on all these aspects of the relative self, so that within 1 to 2 lives, complete liberation.
So let's take a break.
Yeah, we'll just take a bath and break for around 5 minutes. We'll come back and we hope to get into this Patty Cameron business.
Yeah. In that, there's a library as well. Books from that.
If you want to stay, you can refer to it. There's something to say that it's on the web.